KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have clear to partly cloudy skies, 67 degrees in Atlantic. Looking forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Well, today, Monday, May the 28th, marks the 144th observance of Memorial Day, which was established to commemorate United States Armed Forces personnel who died while in military service. And in accordance with flag code, the U.S. flag, for those of you that have one and chose to display it, should be displayed at half staff until noon today and then raised to the top of the staff. Several communities across the state are commemorating Memorial Day with services and/or special programs. And in our listening area, here are some of the events and programs that are planned. In Atlantic, the program begins at 10 o'clock at the Atlantic Cemetery and will be rebroadcast at KJAN at 11 o'clock. In Adair, the Memorial Day program gets underway at 10 o'clock at the Casey Community Building with refreshments to follow. Memorial services will be held at 10 a.m. at the Grave of the Unknown Soldier at Sunny Hill Cemetery in Adair. In Anita, the Anita Legion and Auxiliary will have their program at 10:30 at the Anita Evergreen Cemetery. And there will be coffee and rolls and fellowships before and after the memorial service beginning at 10 a.m. The Anita Congregational United Church of Christ at 501 Locust Street in Anita will hold their annual Memorial Day dinner at 11 a.m. immediately following the Memorial Day services at the Evergreen Cemetery. The Clarinda American Legion, Sergei Post No. 98, annual Memorial Day program will begin at 10 o'clock at the Clarinda Cemetery. In Cumberland, the program begins at 10:30 at the City Park. In Exira, there will be a 9:45 a.m. patriotic interlude by the Exira Community Band and a 10 o'clock invocation with Pastor Glenn Myers of the Exira Christian Church. Also, lots of other activities associated with that particular program. In Griswold, the American Legion Post No. 508 will host a Veterans Day, or rather Memorial Day observance at Veterans Park. And you can join the Lewis Town and Country Boosters and the Pancake Man at the Lewis Community Center from now until 10:30 as they're serving pancakes and sausages, juice and coffee. Memorial Day services at the Nottoway Cemetery in Nottoway begin at 10 o'clock with the Reverend Sandy Wainwright as speaker. The Prescott United Church Memorial Day dinner will take place from 11 until 1 at the church. And the First Presbyterian Church in Villisca will hold a Memorial Day dinner between 11 a.m. and 1 at the church. News time is 8:02.
Hi, this is Jesse Swanson with the TV Store in Atlantic, your local Dish authorized retailer. Do you want high definition and DVR service on all the TVs in your home? Now you can with the Hopper Whole Home HD DVR system. With the Hopper, you can watch 3 live high definition programs and 1 recorded event all at the same time, all in HD. The system also includes Primetime Anytime, which will record all 4 major networks in HD from 7 to 10 p.m. automatically and store the information for 8 days. So you'll never miss your favorite program, even if the show broadcasts at a different time than usual. Stop by the TV Store at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic to see a live demonstration of how the Hopper system can work for you. As always, we do our own installs and service what we sell. You can also get information by calling the TV Store at 712-243-3032. Limited time offer, subject to change without notice. Recording capacity limited in select markets. Hopper available with qualifying HD packages, hardware and programs sold separately. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Nuclear Regulatory Commission will hold another public meeting about the Omaha Public Power District's Fort Calhoun nuclear plant this week. The event on Thursday is designed to keep the public informed about oversight of the nuclear plant, which is about 20 miles north of Omaha. The open house will be held from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Doubletree Hotel in Omaha. That nuclear plant has been shut down since April of last year. Now, initially, it was shut down for refueling maintenance. But the flooding along the Missouri River and a series of safety violations forced it to stay closed. OPPD officials said they hope to restart Fort Calhoun this September. The utility is inspecting the plant, meanwhile, and working to satisfy federal regulators' concerns. Elsewhere in the news, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Department says an Oskaloosa woman reported her wallet was stolen from a location in Villisca. Authorities say they were notified Saturday afternoon about the wallet, which the victim, 46-year-old Tamara Reinhardt, said was noticed missing since May 22nd. The incident occurred in the 100 block of West 3rd Street in Villisca. The victim estimated her loss at $50. Atlantic set a new record for the highest temperature recorded in the city for May the 27th, which was yesterday. The temperature here at the KJAN studios, which is the official National Weather Service reporting site for Atlantic, reached 92 degrees, and that beat the old record of 91 set in 1931. The National Weather Service said record high temperatures were also broken Sunday in Mason City, which hit 93 degrees, breaking the old record of 91 in 1980. And in Des Moines, which reached 91 degrees, the old record there was 90 in 1977. A contract extension is on the table for the Argosy Riverboat Casino in Sioux City. The Sioux City Journal reports the nonprofit group that holds the license has offered the casino owner a 30-month extension of the 20-year agreement, which expires July 7th. Talks have stalled along a long-term deal between Penn National Gaming and Missouri River Historical Development. State regulators say without an agreement, the casino could close, jeopardizing over 300 jobs. The nonprofit group's board of directors voted Thursday to offer the extension, which would run through March of 2015, and Penn has until July the 6th to accept it. The two sides are to appear before the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission on June the 7th. Authorities are looking for a man suspected of entering a Sioux City home and sexually assaulting a teenage girl and attempting to do the same at another house just a few hours later. Sioux City Police Lieutenant Mark Kirkpatrick says the man was first spotted pleasuring himself, shall we say, on the front porch of a home at around 3 a.m. Friday. A short time later, the man allegedly entered a house through an unlocked door and sexually assaulted a teenaged girl. Kirkpatrick says the same man crawled through an open window at another house at around 5 a.m. and tried to attack yet another teenaged girl. She screamed and the man fled. The incidents happened in different parts of Sioux City. A California man died Sunday in central Iowa's Marshall County when the motorcycle he was riding went out of control and crashed into a railing. The Iowa State Patrol says 24-year-old Ryan Viramontes of Norwalk, California, was ejected from his 2002 Honda motorcycle during the crash, which happened at around 11:40 p.m. on South 6th and West High in Marshalltown. Officials say Viramontes' cycle was traveling at a high rate of speed when it crashed. Viramontes landed in a small river and died at the scene. A woman with ties to the Wapello County Sheriff's Office has died in a shooting southwest of Agency, Iowa. The Sheriff's Office told the Ottumwa Courier newspaper that 23-year-old Lisa Teschel was killed in a shooting reported at 5:20 a.m. Saturday. Teschel was a reserve deputy and daughter of a current deputy. Details of the shooting have not been released, but Chief Deputy Mark Miller said authorities do not believe the public is at risk. An autopsy has been conducted. A man has died after his tractor rolled on top of him as he made a turn at an Inwood intersection. Lyons County Sheriff's Office at 68-year-old Gerald Van Beek was making a turn at around 1:50 p.m. Friday when the right tire left the ground and the tractor rolled over, landing on top of Van Beek. The man died en route to the hospital. Three anglers have been rescued from the water after their boat rolled in high winds at a northern Iowa lake. The Iowa Natural Resources Department said the accident occurred around 2 p.m. Sunday at Clear Lake. Wind drove the choppy water over the stern of the 14-foot-long boat while the three were fishing. A passing boat soon rescued two of the anglers. The third angler spent about 15 minutes in the water, grasping two life jackets before he was rescued. The three were identified as 30-year-old Donald Evelyn and 41-year-old Charlie Fields of Des Moines and 26-year-old Sasha Bernizer of Newton. None of the three sought medical attention after their ordeal. Seven people were rescued after a boat made contact with a barge on the Mississippi River near Burlington over the weekend. Paul Kay of the Iowa DNR said that the boat's motor went out Friday evening as it attempted to pass a barge south of the Sullivan Slough. The people on the boat, five adults and two children, jumped overboard when it appeared the collision was imminent. Kay says the two crafts didn't actually collide, but the barge pushed the boat out of the way. A bystander in a nearby cabin took his own boat out to help rescue the boat passengers. There were no injuries reported. The family of a Fairfield girl who died in a boating accident on Coralville Lake in 2010 has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against four people involved in that incident. Authorities have said 12-year-old Sarah Nicole Perkins was thrown from an inner tube towed by a boat. As she struggled in the water, she was hit by another boat and suffered fatal injuries. The Iowa DNR and Johnson County Attorney's Office investigated the incident but declined to file charges. The girl's parents filed a lawsuit last week in Johnson County District Court, saying the owners and operators of the boats were negligent. The filing seeks unspecified monetary compensation. Elsewhere in state news, one resident has been injured in a fire that damaged a house in Clinton. Fire trucks were sent to the home a little after 1 a.m. Sunday. Arriving firefighters found smoke and flames coming from a window on the second floor of the home. The Quad Cities Times reports that the fire was contained to a bedroom, but there was smoke and water damage elsewhere in the house. One resident was treated at the scene for minor burns. The fire's cause is under investigation. Taking a look at national news headlines at this hour, the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan helped lay a large wreath at NATO coalition headquarters in Kabul, Afghanistan today to mark Memorial Day. Marine General John Allen also read a letter from a 23-year-old soldier who had been killed earlier this year by a homemade bomb. U.S. Marine Sergeant William Stacy had asked the letter be read if he were killed. President Barack Obama pays tribute to the nation's fallen warriors today at a Memorial Day ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery. Republican Mitt Romney plans to appear with John McCain in San Diego, which is home to a large number of military personnel and veterans. Parts of Florida and Georgia are getting pounded with rain from Tropical Storm Beryl. Forecasters expect the storm to weaken as it moves farther inland, but some areas could get flooding. The weather system could also create havoc for holiday travel today. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
Hi, this is Jesse Swanson with the TV Store in Atlantic. Is your internet connection driving you up the wall? Off more than it's on? Constantly buffering when you're trying to watch video? Slower than slow? Or just no service at all to your home? Well, I have a solution for you. Dish High Speed Internet powered by Exceed. Dish High Speed Internet powered by Exceed has download speeds up to 12 megs. That's fast. With three different package options, just choose how much you'll need. All plans feature the same high speed with successively higher allowances at each point. Bundle up your internet service with qualifying Dish package and get $5 monthly bundled discount on one bill. Stop in the TV store, your local Dish authorized retailer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or call 712-243-3032 for all the details on satellite broadband that goes beyond your wildest expectations. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary. Visit your authorized Dish retailer for availability, details, terms and conditions, and ViaSat's bad allowance policy.
In the funeral announcements, Glenn Pettigrew, age 93, of Fontenelle, died Thursday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services and Masonic services for Glenn Pettigrew will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Sandra L. Gorley-Smith, age 70, of Nottoway, died Thursday at her home. Celebration of life services for Sandra Smith will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Villisca United Methodist Church. Wolf Funeral Home in Villisca has arrangements. Joseph Gittins, age 30, of Persia, died May the 19th. Funeral services for Joseph Gittins will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Jerry Gates, age 78, of Orient, died Wednesday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral and Masonic services for Jerry Gates will be on Tuesday at 1:30 at the Orient Plymouth Congregational Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Doris Mary Camaseo, age 91, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Doris Camaseo will be held Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Victor Jacob Coppold, age 74, of Shenandoah and formerly of Harlan, died Saturday at Bergen Mercy Medical Center. Funeral services for Victor Coppold will be on Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Karen Schleifarth, age 64, of Earlham and formerly of Greenfield, died Thursday at Mercy Hospice in Johnston. Celebration of life services for Karen Schleifarth will be Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Jude Leniker Philbrick, age 59, of formerly of Dexter, died Saturday at her parents' home in rural Dexter. Memorial services for Judy Philbrick will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham. Lloyd John Murtis, age 86, of Carson, died Sunday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Lloyd Murtis will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Carson United Methodist Church. Recon V Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Edna J. Weeks, age 84, of Audubon, died Thursday at St. Anthony's Nursing Home in Carroll. Funeral services for Edna Weeks will be on Thursday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Harry Olson, age 88, of Coon Rapids, died Sunday at St. Anthony Hospital in Carroll. Services for Harry Olson are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids. And Lloyd Schroeder, age 85, of Atlantic, died Wednesday. Services for Lloyd Schroeder are currently pending with the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.